frame, and you'd have two of them and put a board across.
Horses, sell horses.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Then you would straighten your hair using a comb or a
brush.
And using that as a verb, you'd say, I'm going to
brush my hair.
Mm-hmm. You sharpen the razor on a leather
strop.
Okay. And if it was a knife, you would...
Now, that, I might add, is something that my father would say, no, not strap.
Mm-hmm.
Strap.
Mm-hmm.
So that obviously many people said a razor strap.
Mm-hmm. If you were sharpening a knife and you had a little stone or something in your hand, you'd call it a...
Like this one. Wait, here we go.
What is it?
You see, I keep one. I'm old-fashioned enough. What is the term we always use for it? Oil stone.
Mm-hmm. Is that the same as whetstone?
Well, a whetstone I think of as being a round piece of cylindrical piece of stone that you do
mm-hmm.
coarse sharpening of something like a scythe
mm.
or a sickle on.
Mm-hmm. What would you call the great big one that's the wheel that turns?
Oh, that's a grindstone.
Mm-hmm. What would you put in a revolver?
What is that, bullets?
I think this may be what the bullet goes into, or the housing for the bullet.
The shell?
I don't know enough about guns to get the term properly. It's also what you put into a little tape recorder. It's a... Or you'd say a video...
Cassette?
Yeah. Not cassette. It's a pen. An ink.
Cartridge?
Yeah. Is that a term that associates with bullets somehow?
Yeah.
I don't really know what the cartridge is.
Well, cartridge, properly speaking, is the part that pops out of the gun and the part that remains both, with the gunpowder that makes the one pop out of the other.
Mm-hmm. Okay. These are some playground toys. A plank that goes up and down.
Only seesaw.
Never riding horse or...
No, teeter-totter.
And if you were playing, saw a child playing on one, you'd say he was doing what?
Seesawing.
Okay. Do you have a name for a kind of plank that would be fixed on the ends and the child would jump up and down in the middle?
No.
I don't think I've ever heard that in this part of the country. It's more further east.
I don't know. I think I know what you mean, but it's not local.
What about something that's anchored in the middle and spins around? In an amusement park, it would have little horses and things.
Well, the local term for the sophisticated mm-hmm. kind of thing is always, old time, is always flying horses.
Mm-hmm.
That has died out a good deal lately. People say merry-go-round.
What if it were something just homemade, very crude sort of
thing? Well, there was something like that that I can remember children having when I was a child in the backyard, which we called a volado, or volador.
Do you know how to spell that?
Well, I say
volador. That was turned up, and I don't know.
I say volador because it's Mexican,
mm-hmm.
and I believe it got attention here during the Cotton Centennial Exposition in the 1880s
mm-hmm.
when there were exhibits of volador experts from the Mexicans.
But
the Spanish word is V-O-L-A-D-O-R.
Is it one word?
Yes, flyer, you see.
Okay.
Volar, to fly.
I think we probably didn't know it was a Spanish word when it turned up before.
Now, volador, it consists of a pole, or tall upright, two cross pieces at the top of it fixed with perhaps a bolt,
mm-hmm.
and then ropes suspended from the four
mm-hmm.
corners and at a level with a loop at the end, like a hangman's knot almost, so that you can... four kids can run around and then throw themselves in to the loop and swing out
mm-hmm.
from their own efforts, you
mm-hmm.
see, gathering speed.
Mm-hmm.